This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom's away, so you were joined by Andy. It's Mike and Andy this morning.
It is.
Joysters out there.
Cute.
We don't know who you are, Andy. I don't even know who you are.
Even know who I am anymore.
You're 40 and got a midlife crisis, still working it out, right? I thought it'd be good to do a little get-to-know-you segment. I do these all the time when I'm at work. We, like, play basketball and we'll throw a bounce of basketball and say, hi, my name is, and I go to this school.
Well, I don't have very good ball-handling skills, if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, you'd really... The members of the community are very disappointed. So I thought we'd do a 30-second speed round. I'm going to whiz-bang questions at you, okay?
Okay.
We're going to be quick sticks on this one.
Yikes.
So as soon as... We've got a timer.
I don't fail.
Timer and everything.
Oh, wow.
All righty. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
I'll give you a warm-up question.
All right.
What colour's your hair?
Brown with a little salt and pepper.
That's true. It is, actually.
Yes.
All right. Let's do that, but five times the pace. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Name?
Andy.
Why is it taking you so long?
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew. Cool. Great. Age?
40.
Height?
6'5".
Colour of eyes?
Brown.
Shoe size?
13.
Last CD purchased?
Who buys CD? Pass.
Not an option. Do you wear boxers or briefs?
No.
Scrunch or fold? Scrunch or fold, Andy?
Neat scrunch.
What? Woolies or Coles?
Oh, Coles all the way.
How do you like your steak?
Medium rare.
What leg do you put into your pants first?
The correct one. Whoa.
Congratulations,
Time
Andy.
Did I pass?
No, we had questions to go. You're so slow with it. That's all right. We got... Well, I need a debrief.
What else do you want to know?
Well, BSBN account number would be nice, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
No, I...
01, no.
No, that was good. I feel like I did actually learn a bit about you. Let's rewind a couple there.
Okay.
So you struggled in the first question of your name.
I mean, if it's my mother's talking, it's Andrew. If it's anyone else, it's Andy.
And your birth certificate talking, it's Andrew, right?
It's Andrew, yes.
Okay.
It's not Andal, as you say.
Or Anderson.
Anderfrid or Anderson, yeah.
I like Anderson.
Yeah.
Gives you a bit of like, Anderson, what's
up, Mr. Anderson.
Age? 40. Big year this year for you.
Yeah. 40, living my 20s.
How tall are you in centimetres again?
Centimeters, I think it's 195.
Goodness,
you're a tall guy.
Right, you are a very tall guy. I'm kind of selling you to the Joyces out.
Compensating for something.
Now, you didn't know your last CD purchased.
So I don't buy CDs anymore. Who does?
Yeah, but you're an old school kind of guy.
Yeah, like that's true.
I've seen your house get DVDs.
I'd say
by the
probably penny. The last thing I would have bought must have been like there was a Kylie. There was a reissue of her first four CDs with some bonus tracks. So it was probably that set of Kylie CDs.
I could have guessed that. You know, you're so predictable. Andy liking Kylie. Okay. Scrunch or fold, you said you neatly scrunch, which isn't a thing. You can't neatly scrunch something. You scrunch something, you scrunch something.
I think there's an organised scrunch.
There's
a mid-level there.
I'm a believer in organised chaos, but not when it comes to your toilet paper.
This has gone Howard Stern very... very fast.
I'm just wondering how you live in the 21st century and you scrunch your toilet paper. You just go through rolls by the day?
What do you mean?
Scrunching.
One doesn't use more than the other, does it?
Yeah, because you're maximising an efficiency surface area. Well, you've got more surface area. You fold it, you reuse scrunching. So you fold and then you fold over. And then there's options there. You wouldn't even know that. You're a scruncher.
Okay, I'm going to go scrunch then. That's too much.
I know, yeah. You're just a scruncher.
Yeah.
Extra questions I had for you.
Yeah, go.
You're a tall guy, and I was recently on a plane, and a guy in front of me reclined his seat. He was my height tops. Didn't need to do it. You're not that tall, bucko. But you, on the other hand, a whopping 195 centimetres.
Correct.
Do you recline your seat?
I do not. No, I make it a point to never recline. I don't think seats on planes should recline unless you're up the front pointy end.
Great call.
Yeah, I don't see the need for it. I mean, I am tall and it would be fantastic to recline my seat and like to get some proper sleep, but
very small enough, right? Yeah.
I'm too, yeah.
All right, last question.
Utilitarian.
Now, we have a little segment here where Tom just kind of goes on tangents.
Right.
But I do want to know, because I'm genuinely intrigued, because you're an X-Files kind of fan.
Right. Ooh.
Are aliens real?
Are aliens real?
Are you like a firm... Where do you stand on the line here? Okay. I'm a firm believer that there's something out there, 100%, like it can't not be in my
mind. Definitely, yeah. I think, all right, where am I going with this? I think life exists that we don't know about.
Yep.
And, I mean, yeah, we have to assume the universe is endless and that something out there must be somewhat intelligent. Whether we've got UFOs flying around the skies and creepy green men watching us.
That's what I wanted to know. Have you had any encounters with the aliens or paranormal?
No. No encounters yet. No.
No stories?
No probing. No. Well, no nothing.
Well, that's disappointing. Killer music. You don't get the music. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Andy, my co-host for the day. Andy, welcome to the show.
What do I win?
You win friendship and the audience's love and adoration, I'd say.
Little public service announcement here for TV fans. So last week, Tom told us about the house in Patterson Lakes where Kath and Kim was filmed is open for inspection. It's actually this weekend. Right. So I'm thinking of going.
I know you're going to go.
Creepy Andy stalker.
Don't say you're thinking of going. We know we've got your tickets already.
Well, it's a long drive for me. I live out west, so
yeah.
If I can be bothered, I'll go.
I know
see
you've Kath. Already planned it.
Plus the Facebook invite's got like 7,000 people interested, and I thought if they're all queuing up to go in, like they're going to make a lot of money for the brain cancer charity that they're raising the money for, but it could be a long queue and might not even get in. So
yeah, but you're an overnight sleeper kind of guy.
I'll pitch a tent outside Captain Kim's house.
Yeah, you are.
And in Fountain Lakes there. But there's another TV memorabilia pop-up in Melbourne starting from today.
A pop-up. Yeah, right.
Popping up all around Australia over the next few couple of weeks, and it's all thanks to Stan, who are now streaming the whole series of Friends, and it's the 25th anniversary of the Friends TV show.
Is it really?
You a fan?
I've watched a couple of episodes, and I did chuckle. Don't get me wrong, I was a big chuckler of it. I've just never sat down and gone through all 9 seasons. I'm like right now at Big Bang Theory. I've done How I Met Your Mother. I just need it. I need to sit down and do it.
Yeah, I think Friends is over now. I never really got into it, but
you seem like you'd be an absolute fanboy of it, to be honest.
Maybe I'll test it out. But anyway, for people who are fans of Friends, there's a pop-up coming to Melbourne Central starting today until Sunday. You can get your photo taken on the famous Central Perk couch.
Ah.
Yeah, the couch they all sat at
the waterfall thing, right?
The
fountain.
No. This is in the coffee shop that they hung out at all the time. They had. So there was this thing about how did this group of people always have the same table at this coffee shop? They never had a different table.
Mm.
Apparently, someone found out years later that there's this tiny little reserved sign on the sitting on the table in every episode. So it was always reserved for the six friends, and that's why they always sat at that table in the coffee shop.
Okay, it's like a little Easter egg there. Yeah. I like that. And you're, as we've discussed in the past minutes here,
yes,
you're a fanboy of many things, and you're a dedicated fanboy at that.
I am. I always say I have two settings. It's either I don't care or I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
So
I've been to your house. You've got a whole room dedicated to Marvel. You've also got. Is it two now?
Two. You saw both rooms.
It's I have two
rooms in my house. It's a small house.
Spanning across now.
Yes.
You've also you've infiltrated your living room.
I have.
So you've got some normal comfy couches.
Yes.
But then you've dedicated a couch to a specific show that crashed and burned here in Australia after a couple of seasons.
Burned? It was 11 seasons of, well, it was one season of fantasticness and then 10 seasons of good enough for me to be obsessed with.
I was going
to
say, but you watched all 10.
That's right. I watched every minute. I live streamed the show. It was Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
And what have you got?
I was a massive fanboy of Big Brother back in the day. I used to do the annual trip up to the Gold Coast to do the house tour.
Really?
I was in the live audience
annually
3 times for the evictions and the launch shows. Yeah, huge fan of Big Brother. So
for every season?
Most of them, yeah.
Get out of town.
Did the house tour after the series ended and did the photo in the diary room. So then when this opportunity arose in, I think it was 2011, so it was quite a while ago, where I saw that one of the Big Brother diary room chairs was up for sale. Someone had bought one of the diary room chairs at an auction and were moving house and didn't want it anymore.
So you purchased it?
I had to have it.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
How much did you pay for said chair?
Well, that's we can talk about that off air.
I want to know.
I'm sure you do.
I want to know.
It cost the people what want to
know.
Cost.
The people want to know. Come on, Andy.
What
give
do
us
you think it cost? And then I'll decide.
I don't want to highball this because then it's going to make whatever you say underwhelming.
I might not even say.
But I want it to be ridiculous.
Well, the thing I didn't think about was that this chair was in a house in Queensland. So not only was it purchasing the chair, I also, and the person was moving out of their home, so I had a limited amount of time to get this thing
across
two states.
Yeah, yeah.
And that ended up costing quite a bit more.
Okay,
than,
I'm going to say for the chair itself, $800.
Okay, that's all right. It was less than that.
Was it really? I eyeballed it. Okay.
The original auction on eBay wanted $3,000.
What?
Yeah, originally they wanted $3,000 for this chair. I got it for considerably. Like they were upset that I bought this for the.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So yeah,
$3,000 for a Big Brother chair.
The cost of actually getting it to my little house in Melbourne was something I hadn't weighed up, but. It's all good. It's there now.
It's war torn. It's there.
It's in need of repair.
Wow!
But hopefully this Central Perk Friends couch. It's at Melbourne Central today. I think it was at Bondi Beach a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Kicking off its tour, but it's going to be all around Australia over the next couple of weeks.
Well, if you're a Friends fan, give it a Google. Go sit on it. Send us a photo if you go.
Yeah.
If you go to Kath and Kim, you might see Andy.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.